I, Patrick R. Donahue,
do solemnly swear,
that I will support and defend,
the Constitution
of the United States.
With these words, Patrick Donahue took over for John Potter and follows in the footsteps of Ben Franklin as the new Postmaster General. Donahue rose through the ranks of the Postal Service over 35-year career.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Postmaster General.
Donahue becomes the Postmaster General, though, at a tough time. Mail volume has finally leveled off, but it's still down a huge amount over the last decade. The Postal Rate Commission just approved another rate hike. USPS is in the middle of negotiations with its employee unions, and the economy is still sputtering along after the recession, and companies are not advertising by mail like they once were. Yet Donahue is still optimistic.
We know that the mail is being used differently and less frequently today, and this trend's going to continue. People and businesses are communicating digitally. We're not going to be wringing our hands about this and any of these trends. We're going to be adapting aggressively, figuring out how to play an indispensable role in this ever-increasing digital world. We need to stay ahead of the curve. We need to take the lead. Every aspect of the Postal Service will need to accommodate and anticipate large changes in customer behavior, and we're working very hard in the way we manage our business and in the way we approach this marketplace. I am confident that we will emerge as a profitable, nimble, market-responsive organization that competes for customers and delivers even greater value for the American people.
He details a four-part strategy on how the USPS will get there. Much of it is external-facing. He wants better customer service. He wants to ensure every customer has a positive experience at the post office. And he wants to compete for more package business with the likes of FedEx and UPS. Donahue says the fourth area looks internally at their operations.
Continue to be leaner, faster, and smarter as an organization. You know, we talked a lot about continuous improvement over these last few years. Continuous improvement and shrinking all of our networks will require a comprehensive realignment of the operations of the Postal Service to properly manage the declining mail volume. But we've got to continue to make changes while maintaining record-high services that we've achieved. So it's a real balancing act. Done a great job in the past. We've got to do more of this going into the future.
This means everything from consolidating postal routes and facilities to actually outsourcing post offices to gas stations or general stores in small towns. But the biggest hurdle Donahue faces is around its workforce. He says the Postal Service needs help now with its pension overpayments.
We know that we've overpaid civil service funds. We think that it is somewhere between $50 and $70 billion. Our inspector general has estimated at 70. The Postal Regulatory Commission commissioned a group to take a look, and they said around 50. So we know it is a very, very large amount of money. We've made some proposals that that money be used to be an offset against the retiree health benefit package that we're required to pay.
Senators Susan Collins and Tom Carper have introduced bills to help the Postal Service address this overpayment issue. He says the bill would let the Postal Service use that overpayments to offset current funding challenges. But now USPS is facing very similar problems with its contributions to the FERS retirement system. He says the FERS fund could be $6.9 billion short in 2011. And Donahue says the future funding pension program also is a problem.
By the end of the year, we will be in a financial situation that with the pre-funding requirement, the $5.5 billion, we can't make that payment unless something happens. So there is a lot of interest out there in the entire community around trying to get some bills introduced that address our both short-term and long-term concerns. One of the things that we know with the FERS issue is that it's something that is right here and now. There's a number out there. There's agreement between Postal Service and the federal government on this. And what we'd like to do is get that addressed before it becomes a problem like civil service, where it becomes so big, then people are like, geez, how in the world do we get this thing resolved?
But even with potential help from Congress, Donahue says the Postal Service needs to do more.
We have a total of 7,500 jobs that we're looking to reduce, and that's administrative, some line supervisor, and some postmaster jobs. We follow the government RIF rules, reduction of force. What we'll do is we'll do some RIF avoidance work up front, you know, VERAs and whatnot, and then we'll proceed down the path. I think right now we have about 30% of our people who are in those administrative functions and line supervision, well, they're already eligible for retirement. So we think that some people with some changes will just go ahead and take their retirement and move on.
He breaks down the reductions in force this way. About 20% of the group comes from the administrative managers, and 10% comes from line managers. About 2,000 of the 7,500 employees will come from local postmasters as well. The reduction of these positions is part of an ongoing decrease in the overall staff. USPS has about 100,000 people fewer than it did 3 years ago. Donahue says no decision has been made yet to offer financial incentives for early retirements. But there is more. He also promises other structure and business changes. Donahue will lead an effort to visit the 100 largest advertisers in the country who don't currently use the Postal Service. He will close about 10 district offices around the country and continue to work with the employee unions on a new contract. But Donahue is excited to be the new Postmaster General after starting from humble beginnings.
My uncle called me one day and said, "Hey, get out of bed and get on and take the test." I was 20 years old, and I was going to the University of Pittsburgh, a junior in college, took the test, got a good score, and got hired. And the pay at the time was $4.76 an hour, and I doubled my salary at W.T. Grant, where I was a night shift supervisor. So I went in with the idea of staying for a few years and go out and get a regular job, and 35 years later, I'm still here.
Now, of course, he's making a lot more money, about $260,000 a year, and is trying to lead an organization into a new fiscal and business future.
The next few years will be driven by significant change. I am confident that we're going to look back and say that we helped to create a stronger organization and, just as importantly, a stronger industry. It's an obligation that we all share and a responsibility that we all must meet.
In Washington at Postal Service Headquarters, Jason Miller, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.
Thank you.